Hello and welcome to your weekly Yoga Nidra session. I am so happy that you are here. And just to begin making some time and some space to lay down in your favorite, most appealing space today. Somewhere quiet, maybe dark, somewhere you know that you won't be disturbed or distracted for the most part, right? For the next little while. And when once you lay down in that space, really just allow yourself to arrive here, taking as much time as you need to do that. Make sure you have everything that you need, and slowly make your way down into a supported, comfortable position. And of course, remembering we can't just still and fully quiet the mind, even the body, right off the get, right away, especially if we've been moving, going, doing, and thinking all day long. Positive stress is still stress. I find myself saying that all the time. We can be moving and grooving and taking care of ourselves. Maybe it's been a busy day or you have a busy mind. Good stress, bad stress, I mean, labels are for jars. But all that doing, whether it serves you or you're simply learning from it, it still impacts the mind-body-heart connection. So, knowing that we don't always have or we don't always give ourselves the opportunity to really stop. And I'm not talking sitting down and scrolling and not even putting on your PJs and getting into bed. Can both be nourishing and calming, of course. But I'm talking about that mindful stop, right? The brain moves, the body moves. So when we're practicing Yoga Nidra, we give our bodies and our minds the opportunity to stop, to pause, to even just slow down a little bit. And that's when we really can heal. We can go to bed and have an active mind all night long. So, this is the opportunity to truly slow things down, to mindfully stop, to pause, to return back home where we can give ourselves that time to be still, be, and just breathe. So, Yoga Nidra is a form of meditation which has a process, which is inherently a process. Maybe you're more of a visual person, so you may be naturally inclined to visualize this whole meditation. Maybe you're a sensory or a feeling person where instead of visualizing, you more sense and feel into where the meditation is landing in your body, where it affects your physical body. Just allow yourself to do whatever is the right thing for you. And your process can change day to day. Maybe you're more visual one day, more sensory the next. Maybe you're neither and your whole being just sort of sleeps and receives. So get curious about how your process lands today. There's 100% no wrong way when we practice. You are about to receive, you are receiving a exactly what you need, exactly what you're meant to. Easy peasy. All right. If you need a few more moments to make any adjustments to how you're lying and positioned, feel free. Make sure your low back is connected to the earth. The back of the neck is long. Create space between shoulders and ears. Maybe less space between the shoulder blades on the back body. Are you gripping through jaw, face, eyes, forehead? Are you holding your head up in any way? Are you guarding or shielding through the torso, whether that's the heart, the ribs, or the abdomen? Could you find some flowy space through low back, hips, pelvis, pubic bone, the pelvic floor? And let that flowy, airy spaciousness flow down, trickle down, waterfall down the legs, all the way out to those floppy toes. The body feels so supported, in line, symmetrical, warm, free of any little nudge of distraction. So tending to your clothing, your props, your coverings. Notice what you need here. Find that perfect pose, that perfect place for you to land. Taking all of the time here, mindfully moving into stillness. And as you do, just starting to take a few deeper breaths, nothing strenuous, still landing. Eventually, allowing the body to be as still as you can comfortably. And sometimes there's some fidgeting happening here. That's okay. That's a good sign that you're paying attention. Just be aware of this, really. Aware that you may fidget. Aware that the thinking mind does just that. It has thoughts. And you're going to continue to think until you're ready to let the mind focus on the meditation. And that happens when it's meant to. So, if you can, just giving up, surrendering any expectation, any pressure on yourself. Give up trying or forcing or controlling. We do enough of that, and it serves us. But just let things be. Surrendering to my voice, my vibe, you got it, to this moment and to this practice. Just curiously, gently wandering through this session with open and lightheartedness, light steps, an open and light heart. Just a gentle, curious wandering. Ooh, I love that. A gentle wandering through your practice. And for just right now, could you become aware in this moment of your body lying in this space that you've carved out for yourself? Allow your hearing sense to pick up on any random sounds that might occur. Notice any vibrations within the room that you are lying in, and even outside the room, outside the building. Just allow permission your hearing to travel all around you. To really place you in this present moment. Just noticing any thoughts of the sounds. You are just wandering around, exploring sound. And what some might call distractions are really just these periodic bursts of sound, and they're actually quite useful. These periodic sounds might wake you from sleep if you've drifted off. And as always, never worry if you fall asleep. The meditation is still working in the background. It's still accessing those deeper layers of the mind. But allow those noises to become part of the practice. Oh, I've woken up. Now I will drift back or go wherever my process takes me. Let it all be a part of the practice. Let even the unexpected be part of your process. Whether you're practicing yoga nidra or in real life outside of it, right? It is all part of the dance. So here you are, dear one, here we are. You're aware of your body in this place, in this room. You can feel the touch of the floor, the mat, the mattress, cushions, pillows, blankets. Whatever is touching, whatever is in communion with your body, whatever you're lying on, whatever is lying upon you, becoming present to the touch points of your body. Against the support and the weight and the nurturing energy of the earth below you. Notice what you feel. Welcome home here. Welcome yourself back home to this space, to this very moment where the entire body is completely held. Feel that, sense that, then let it register. You are completely held. There's no need for effort or doing or thinking. Though if these things happen, that's okay too. Every part of the body is held for you. Even feeling on your next exhale the weight of the head, even more so held by the cushion or the pillow. Feeling the weight of the arms and the legs, the backs of hands, the heels, the whole body drops down on the next out-breath. Whole body being held as though you're lying in the arms, the embrace of someone you love. Feel when the breath flows out again that you can give over the whole weight of the body. You can hand over the weight of the world to the support and the nurturing care of the earth and the space all around you. You are held, dear one, and you can gently rest and let go now. And as the body continues to settle into this space, into this process, be aware of your breath. The breath moving, flowing freely and easily, as if the breath were finding its own passage, coming and going. Simply aware of breath in, breath out. You are breathing in. You are breathing out. I am breathing in now. I am breathing out now. The awareness of this balanced, effortless breath, the awareness of this beautiful letting go in body and mind. Let the awareness settle down now and in into the space of your heart. Simply let your full awareness land and rest here, in the space of the physical and spiritual heart, and letting the awareness be with whatever arises here, knowing that it is all safely held by your process, your practice of yoga nidra. And in your heart space, see if this awareness can now access your deep, heartfelt desire. What does your heart want? Letting whatever arises be the first and only thing, that this is the desire of the heart. Your heart knows what it needs. Let this feeling transform into words that bubble up from heart to consciousness. Find, feel, and repeat this deep heartfelt desire in whatever words make sense to you 3 times. A heartfelt desire, stated confidently in the present moment, 3 times, with faith, with curiosity, with trust. And letting that curious awareness start to settle now, to take root in a leisurely and gentle way, to start to move around the body. It's almost as if there is a healing light settling in the body, so that a deep sense of gentle stillness and quiet comes to the body, washes over the body, as you simply rest your curious, gentle awareness in each part, starting with the softness of your awareness on the very tip of your tongue, and then the root or the back of the tongue, and then the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth underneath your tongue, and the inside of the right cheek, and the inside of the left cheek. And then a gentle awareness travels along the ear canals, out through the left ear, then out through the right ear. Notice whatever you are hearing in this moment, and then leaving aside the sense of hearing, feel the touch of the back of the head against the support of the cushion or pillow. And then, as if there was a gentle caress of awareness over the top of the head, through the hair, being aware of the whole of the scalp, and a tender, gentle awareness washes across the forehead, the hollowing eye sockets in the left and the right side, the bridge of the nose, sliding down to the tip of the nose, sensing the air flowing through the left nostril and the right and the whole of the nose. The caress of the gentle awareness on the left cheek and the right cheek. The left side of the head and the right side of the head. The top lip touching the bottom lip and the whole of the chin and the jaw. Awareness sweeps down the neck, around the back of the neck, and around into the notch at the base of the throat. And then awareness flows all the way down both arms at the same time, like a tide of gentle, quiet awareness from the shoulders all the way down, touching both elbows to the wrists and both hands, the palms of the hands, the backs of both hands. And be aware of the tips of the left thumb and the right thumb, the index fingers, the middle fingers, both ring fingers, and the little fingers. Now, tenderly and quietly sweeping that awareness back up, so that it touches both palms, the inside of each wrist, the inner elbows, the soft skin of both armpits, and then back up into the shoulders, sweeping the awareness gently down across the chest, down through past the rib cage, into the belly. Full awareness of your beautiful belly. And then the left hip and the right hip, sweeping that awareness below the pelvis, up from the coccyx, the tailbone, sweeping up the length of the spine to the top of the neck. And then awareness into the shoulder blades, the left and the right, sliding down the back into the left buttock and the right. And again, that tide of a gentle healing awareness flowing down both thigh muscles, touching the left knee and the right knee, through both shins, the calves, both ankles and the heels. That sweeping awareness extends into the left foot and the right foot, allowing awareness to travel to the tip of each big toe, both second toes, the third toes, fourth toes, and little toes, sweeping that awareness into the arch, the back of each heel, the soft landing behind each knee, back up, sweeping through the glutes, the back, the tops of shoulders, and then back down and in to the space of the heart. Residing in this heart center, where once again your heartfelt desire might still be there, just to access in this moment. And coming back to the breath, the simplicity of the breath, moving into the body and out of the body. Body breathing, really having this beautiful felt sense of the whole body now. The whole body fully supported in the space that you are in. Really feeling the whole body. A complete sense of the body lying and supported where you are. Feeling, visualizing, sensing the whole body resting here, breathing here, floating through your process, aware of the whole body. Now we deepen the awareness as we land in the Chidikash, the space of infinite connection and possibility behind and between the eyebrows. When we close our eyes, the space that we look, that dark space that we look to right in between the eyebrows, the Ajna chakra, the third eye, the center of the truest wisdom and intuition. And in your Chidikash, the third eye, form a picture of a golden egg, a huge golden egg, spacious and bright. And sense yourself or see yourself now lying suspended, weightless in this golden egg. It feels like being in a warm, safe, golden, nurturing womb of the earth. And you sense now that this safe, calming, golden, and peaceful space, this womb is speaking to you, guiding you. This is your instinctual, intuitive self speaking. And you're starting to feel your instinctual, intuitive self strengthen its life force within you. And as you breathe this gentle, balanced breath, anything in the way of, anything blocking you from following your natural primal instincts starts to fall away, like a tumbling away feathers by a beautiful breeze. Your instincts become clear, and once more you reside in your guiding force, allowing you now to rest any fear of where your life is going and how. Dear one, you are taken care of. You are safe. All is well. Taking some time to be inside this golden egg, this speaking and direction of your highest intuitive, primal, instinctual self. Rest here in this golden egg, this nurturing womb, for a while. Be with the breath and any downloads, healings, any messages that are meant to be delivered to you, by you, from you, for you now. What is it that you need to know, to remember, to release, to call in? What is it that you are ready to receive here? And gently bringing your soft, gentle awareness back to your kind, compassionate, worthy, and open heart space. And the heart holds a gentle welcome of the naturally arising guidance of the inner teacher, just holding a welcome for that guidance in whatever form it may arrive or arise. Welcome it with great respect, appreciation, and love. And reconnecting once more with that deep, heartfelt desire. Feel the longing for it and the knowing that it is speaking to you, for you, from your soul. Allow the words of that heartfelt desire to repeat themselves 3 more times. And then release the desire like a feather in the wind. Let your desire run free to manifest in its own perfect divine timing. And once again, coming back to the breath, as you inhale, feeling the washing of the breath like the tide and the waves on the shore. And as you exhale, letting go of any tension or anything that's still being held or blocked in the body, mind, or spirit. Allowing the breath to flow through it all, to move through like a tide, touching every cell of the body, up and down, inside and outside. The gentle, free-flowing, fluid tide of breath. That is you. Now this gentle, soft touch of awareness comes back to the breath, but now with a deep felt sense inside somewhere, maybe the heartbeat or the buzz in your palms, bringing you back now into this room. A little echo from deep within, starting to stir yourself, becoming more present with the connection of the body, the space, the room around you. The body responding with a gentle breath. You might even let out a little sigh, then another deeper breath. Bringing your presence into the room, into this space, into this moment. Maybe some big sighs, a little smile. Let your hearing senses travel out and pick out on any sounds that might be around you, in the room, in the building. And as you breathe now, take a deeper breath, more aware of the sound, the connection of the body to the floor, the mat, the bed, wherever you're lying. As you breathe, enlivening the sense of smell, the feeling, the sense of taste in your mouth returning. Taking 2, 3, or 4 big belly breaths in, maybe a hold at the top, then a huge sigh to let go. Bring yourself back to the surface of your reality, of the present moment. Your awareness now with all of its senses, as though you were walking up this internal flight of stairs. Maybe it's a spiral staircase, my favorite, from the inside up to the outside. Just taking a few moments to breathe, maybe to wiggle, whatever you need. Maybe you're moving on into a space of peaceful sleep. Then just keep yourself calm and still and peaceful without needing to bring yourself back up too much. And if you are going off to sleep, I trust it will be a lovely, nourishing, nurturing sleep. If you're continuing on with the rest of your day, maybe you're still wiggling here and just taking this time to reflect, slowly preparing to enliven yourself for the rest of your day, bringing movements, maybe eventually you'll grab some water, just setting the tone, that momentum, that trajectory, without any rush, the non-hurried kind, to walk into your day, your night, however you want to. With my hands at my heart center, may peace and love always be with you. May your tender, curious heart be open, healed, and free. I bow to you. Our practice, your process of yoga nidra, is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.